Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present on history.org. This is Behind the Scenes.
You could argue that one of America's oldest stories is a mystery. In 1584, in an effort to compete with Spain for New World gold, English explorers pointed their ships towards America, headed for a small island off the coast of North Carolina. 3 years later, in 1587, an entire colony vanished from that island, leaving just one clue of their disappearance. Those settlers have come to be known as the Lost Colony. Historian and archaeologist Ivor Noel Hume is one of the foremost researchers of the site today, and this is what he has to say about what happened on Roanoke Island.
Yeah, well, it began in 1584 when two ships were sent over by Sir Walter Raleigh under Captains Amidas and Barlow, and they landed on the Outer Banks, and they met an Indian named Manteo, who actually they took back to England. And they went back and they said that this country is really rich for the taking. Now, they didn't really know what that meant, that they thought perhaps that the Indians were wearing gold in their headdresses and so on. And so in 1585, Raleigh financed an expedition to make a settlement. It was led by Sir Richard Grenville, who was a very forceful, almost privateering kind of guy. And he took with him a man called Ralph Lane, who was to be governor of whatever it is they established. They also took a guy called John White. And John White was an artist, and he drew everything that he saw while he was there. And those drawings eventually went back to England and provided really all we know about the physical appearance of the Indians at the time. So Ralph Lane set up the new fort in Virginia, and this was to be the beginning of the expansion, the attempt to expand onto the American mainland. Ralph Lane was another of these rough and ready guys who really didn't have much time for the natives. The good relationships that had resulted originally when Manteo went back to England with Amidas and Barlow and then came back with Grenville, all that went bad. The English fell out with the various tribes around Roanoke Island. And, you know, when you cut off other guys' heads and things like that, then the other guys try to starve you out. After 6 or 8 months, the English had decided they wanted to go home. They had no food. The Indians weren't helping them. They were in a confrontational relationship with the Indians. And so they simply said they had enough. After the English left under Lane, Grenville returns to bring supplies, finds them gone, finds one white guy hanging and one Indian. And that's there was nobody else around.
So they found the bodies of two hanged men, you're saying?
That's right, yes. Who hanged them, we don't know.
Thus ended the first attempt in
that,
failure.
That was the end of the first attempt, yes. But when Grenville is back there in, I guess it was July of 86, he left a small number of soldiers, some say 13, some say 16, to hold on to the settlement, keep their foot in the door. And those were attacked by the Indians. Their storehouse was burnt down. They fled to their boats and were never seen again. Such information we have comes actually from Manteo. But he didn't live on the island. He lived down on Croatoan Island. So much of what is said was a result of gossip. In 87, Raleigh tries again.
1587.
And this is the Lost Colony. And they come over. This time, it's under John White. John White,
the
artist.
Illustrator from the first
That's
voyage.
That's right, yes. He is a somewhat indecisive leader. And once they've arrived, his council suggests it would be a good idea for him to go back and get more supplies. This seemed a little strange. You only just arrived, and you're sending your boss back. and the boss agreeing to go. After he has left his colonists, and we don't know what they were doing while they were there, presumably, but they did rebuild a fort. But it was a different sort of fort to the first one. After he went back in 87, there England was tied up with the expected Spanish invasion. This is the Armada of 1588. So everything ground to a halt at that point. Nobody was in the mood to do anything about the lost colony people. Of course, they didn't know they were lost at that point. They just were over there out of mind. White then endeavoured to raise money to go back to reinforce the colony. Nobody was interested. And so he finally got a passage aboard a privateer called the Moonlight, which was going down into the Caribbean to see if he could knock off some Spaniards, or rather their gold. And finally, very reluctantly, they brought him up to Roanoke Island. And there he found them gone. He found nobody. All that White finds is a carving on a tree which says C-R-O. And then when he goes to the fort gate, he finds the word Croatoan spelled out on the fort gate. White had told them when he went back to England that if they had got into trouble, they were to write where they had gone and to put a cross under it to indicate there was trouble. So when he comes back, he finds CRO, and then he finds the full name written out on the fort gate, but there's no cross. So anyway, that's the end of that story as far as we know.
And this is the last fact that's known about the lost colony. When White came back, 117 men, women, and children had vanished. They left two clues, or maybe just the same clue twice, the word Croatan. Croatan was the island where the colonist's old friend Manio was from, but no one knows if that's where the colonists went since they were never seen again, and no archaeological evidence of them was found there. Some suspect that the colonists were assimilated into local tribes. In the centuries since, archaeologists, amateur and professional, have explored Roanoke Island in search of the remains of the settlement, and they found some evidence of the first English inhabitants. But on a coastal island of shifting dunes and tides, no trace of a fort has ever been found, and likely never will be.
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. We like hearing from you. Send us a comment at history.org/podcasts. Check back often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.